I now invite Blondine to give a presentation on behalf of the Omega Project.
Good afternoon. I will present today on behalf of, sorry for that, of Dr. Paul Hooper, Ollie Preston, and Professor Kellyum Thomas from the Manchester Metropolitan University on the result of their study on carbon, on a passenger carbon offset. So I'm going to cover only the point 3 today, but the complete presentation will be posted and available on ICAO public website. So the Omega study was designed to clarify the role of the effectiveness and the credibility of offsetting of air travel and to investigate attitude toward the offset concept amongst airline passengers. So given recent concern about the climate impacts of air transport and the potential for considerable growth in the offsetting market for air travel, a study was undertaken at Manchester Airport. The questionnaire was developed in consultation with a range of key stakeholders. The survey was undertaken airside between the end of January and the beginning of February 2008, and almost 500 questionnaires were completed. The study also sought to investigate the factor that might make air travelers more willing to pay for offsetting. So please note that this study was not based on a very wide sample and does not have a global coverage. However, findings were very interesting and we wanted this to be shared with you today. So the three key areas that were investigated in this survey include the public attitude towards climate change and air transport, awareness and use of offsetting, and willingness to pay for aviation offsetting. We will be first look at the attitude toward climate change and air transport. So the first key finding was that the public felt that climate change is a genuine threat, almost 90% of the respondents. The second key findings is that the public believed that air transport had an influence on climate change. 77% of the respondents believe that. Also, a smaller majority, 50%, believe that they could help to limit the effect of air transport on climate change through their action. The general acceptance in passengers of the connection between air travel and climate change apparently did not translate into their behaviors, as the following graph shows. So, a very large majority of respondents, almost 90%, reported that their view on air travel and climate change did not affect their choice of bird flying. Although a majority of respondents believed that individual passengers could limit the climate effect on air travel, only 15% believe that individual passengers are responsible for aviation's climate impacts. Much higher proportion of respondents believe that instead that government, 40%, or airlines, 35%, are firstly responsible for offsetting the climate impact of flying. The next set of key findings relate to the awareness and use of offsetting. The main findings were the majority of the participants are aware of offsetting in general. However, many were unaware of flight-specific offset. And lastly, passengers were confused about the nature, purpose, and method of offsetting. So while a large majority of respondents, almost 80%, had previously heard of offsetting schemes, a smaller percentage, 45%, had heard of offsetting scheme for flights. Further reason includes not knowing how to offset, not being able to afford to offset their flight, or thinking that offsetting schemes are ineffective, or that the money would be poorly invested. A key feature of this study was the attempt to investigate the willingness of air passengers to pay to offset the climate impact of their flight. So the main findings include here, few of the participants were willing to pay the full cost of offsetting, and there was more willingness to fund carbon compensation mitigation methods. So a similar proportion of respondents reported that they were unwilling to pay for offset, whether the question was presented in terms of percentage of the cost or in terms of an actual cost. So a small but notable proportion of respondents, 70%, were willing to pay the full cost of offsetting when the question was presented in terms of percentage of the cost. In contrast, when the same option was presented in terms of actual cost, only 3% of respondents were willing to pay the full cost of offsetting. So the participants were asked about their view with regard to whether compensation should be voluntary and how they would prefer to carry out this compensation. A slightly larger proportion of respondents consider that any such scheme should be voluntary, 50%, rather than mandatory, 41% for all passengers. When asked whether airlines should legally be required to include the cost of offsetting in their ticket price, a majority of respondents, 53%, agree that they should. A large majority of respondents, 66%, reported that their preferred time and location payment was at the point when they purchased that ticket. The most important factor that could increase uptake of offsetting schemes, as 62% of respondents reported, was that their benefit should be transparent and well publicized. The next most important factor was that they should support local projects. Smaller proportion of respondents stated that they would be more willing to pay for offsetting if scheme met UN standard or if they support a project in developing country. So in conclusion, the attitudes toward climate change and air travel do not influence passenger travel habits. While there was a general knowledge about offsetting, there was a low awareness of aviation offsets, and the survey showed that there was a willingness to pay for climate compensation and that the nature of the offset provision is important to the public. Thank you.